It's the Grateful Dead Hour. For 10 years, one of the most interesting online resources for deadheads has been the annotated Grateful Dead lyrics site, created and edited by David Dodd. Now there's a book based on the information on that site, and David Dodd visited my KPFA radio show on November 2nd to talk about it.
Days, don't you worry anymore. 'Cause when life looks like easy street, there is danger at your door. Think this through with me. Let me know your mind. Whoa, oh, what I want to know is, are you kind? It's a dancer's choice, my friends, better take my advice. You know all the rules by now, and the fire from the ice. Will you come with me? Won't you come with me? Whoa, oh, what I want to know. The like, their walls are built of cannonballs. Their motto is, don't tread on me. Come hear Uncle John's band playing to the tide. Come with me or go alone. He's come to take his children home. Story the crow told me, it's the only one he knows. Like the morning sun you come, and like the wind you go. Ain't no time to hate, barely time to wait. Choice. I can hear your voice. Whoa, oh, what I want to know. Oh, how does the song go? Come hear Uncle John's band by the riverside. Got some things to talk about here beside the rising tide. Some things to talk about here beside the rising tide. Come here, Uncle John's band playing to the tide. Come on along and go alone. He's come to take his children home.
Well, first, First of all, David Dodd, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And congratulations on a magnificent book.
Well, it's been a lot of fun to do.
It is the complete annotated Grateful Dead lyrics, and it is a print extension of a website that you've been running for how long?
Just over 10 years. It started in February or January of 1995, somewhere back there.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into the project, and then we'll get into the book itself.
Let's see. This project started as a result of needing a project. I needed a project. I was a tenure-track librarian, kind of a rare bird in librarianship. In university libraries, sometimes librarians are actually faculty and need to do faculty-like things, research projects, publications, and such like. And the World Wide Web was just sort of starting up and gaining a lot of steam. I was fascinated with the medium as a librarian, as a possibility for information delivery, really. And I thought, wow, this would be a good way to annotate a literary text. It would be a really cool thing to be just reading along on a poem and be able to click on a word that you wondered about and find out some information about it. So I started putting together my information that I had been accumulating over the years about various characters in the songs and so on. I started putting them up on the web. And it grew. It sort of took off like a shot, and I had to chase after it from then on. And I had a lot of help from the wider world of Deadheads. It was really a lot of fun.
What kind of stuff did you find and put in there?
Well, for instance, in the song we just listened to, Uncle John's Band, I was determined to track down something about, you know, what this song might be about, and. It seemed to be about music, obviously, because, you know, it's a band that they're talking about. And so early on, it was really fun. I got an email from somebody at Folkways Records who had been showing the World Wide Web to members of the New Lost City Ramblers who were putting out their some of their work on the new label, or newly revived Folkways label through the Smithsonian Institution at the time. And showed it to John Paley, who was one of the members of the New Lost City Ramblers. And apparently John said to this guy from Smithsonian Records, well, I always thought that I might be Uncle John, actually, because a song seems to be about the New Lost City Ramblers. And so this guy from Folkways forwarded me this email, and I posted it up there and said, you know, there seemed to be a lot of references to New Lost City Ramblers songs in this song, and maybe that's a possibility for who Uncle John was. And not long thereafter, I actually got an email from Robert Hunter, who said, I like the direction this discussion is going on Uncle John's Band. I think you're on track here. Huh. So that was really nifty to have that kind of a thing happen. And it wasn't, not very often was it actually Robert Hunter who emailed me. Usually it was, you know, other deadheads around the world who had ideas about the songs and gave me clues and just led me on this merry chase.
So did Hunter admit that the guy was right, that Uncle John's Band was about the New Lost City Ramblers?
Oh, no.
I knew it wasn't that straightforward somehow.
No, it's never that straightforward. But, you know, that there are all these songs that are talked about, you know, Uncle, the Buck Dancer's Choice, you know, a traditional mountain fiddle tune, you know, the Down by the Riverside, as in Steady War No More, and like the morning sun you come and like the wind you go, the story that the crow told me. All these things are snippets of songs that were recorded by this wonderful band, New Lost City Ramblers, who, if you haven't heard, you should go hear.
Oh, yeah. John Cohen put out a record a couple of years ago on Grisman's label, I think, called Stories the Crow Told Me.
Yes.
Now that you mentioned it, John Cohen was
John
one
Cohen.
Of the...
John Cohen. I'm sorry, I misspoke earlier. I said John Paley. John Cohen is the guy I meant. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's the same guy. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and in fact, a little email that I got said that Mike Seeger of the New Lost City Ramblers was just here, and we were showing him the web. For jollies, I did a search on New Lost City Ramblers and turned up your Uncle John's Band page. The original NLCR was Seeger, John Cohen, and Tom Paley. John Cohen. It reminded me that once when John Cohen was visiting the office, he wondered aloud if Uncle John's Band might not be a song about the NLCR. Apparently, Uncle John was a nickname for Cohen. He noted that the lyrics of Uncle John's Band mention a number of their songs. So I just stick all this kind of stuff into my annotations, and it may or may not be what the song means or is about, but it's an interesting tangent, if nothing else.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you've been doing this for 10 years and accumulating information from all sorts of sources in your own research, things that people have sent you.
Yep.
And then somewhere along the line, you decided to put it between the covers of a book.
Well, I decided that way early on that it should be a book, but that was not a real... It wasn't that it was badly received as an idea among the Grateful Dead organization, but they did want to hold off. It just didn't ever seem to be the right time to publish it as a book. And so I would ask every year or so, I'd say, hey, what do you think? Can we bring this off the back burner and publish this book? And last year, in August, I had an email from a publisher who was actually proposing that they just publish the annotations without the lyrics, because I guess they'd heard the whole story that I couldn't get permission for the lyrics. They thought, well, maybe it could just be a book of annotations. And so I said, oh, I don't really like that idea, but I'll ask the Ice Nine Publishing again if it might possibly be able to come out as a book. And so I emailed Alan Trist at Ice Nine and said, so what do you think? This is the 4,000th time I've asked or whatever, but any chance this could be a book? And I heard back within a day that, yeah, we could do this as a book. And so that was August of 2004, and we had a publishing contract by November, and the book was due March 30th, and we were away and running.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah, it worked out.
Let's go to another song, shall we? We prepared a few things, and I'll have some comments about the book. I mean, I love the book.
Thank you.
It's the kind of thing you can pick up and just pick up at random, you know. In other words, it's a great bathroom book. But it's also a great book to sit down and read from front to back. And a friend of ours on the Well was saying, you know, I thought this would be a great book to have on my library shelf. But nope, it's going to be right next to me every time I listen to this music.
That was a fun email. It started off saying, I thought this would have pride of place on my Grateful Dead bookshelf, but no. It'll never be on the shelf. It'll always be in my hand. So that was not well written, John. I like that.
Well, it is a really excellent example of what the web is all about, which is hypermedia. You know, this was talked about in the 70s before the web was a glint in anybody's
eye. Actually, in the 40s. You know, it was hypermedia was a proposal way back in the 1940s, just after World War II, by a scientist whose name escapes me, but all the theory was laid out way back then.
Well, Ted Nelson has been raving about it since the 60s at least, and he had the Xanadu project in mind. But the idea was that you could, you know, click on a word and find more information behind it, you know, and it's really...
It's happened.
Yeah, and it's great. You can go through the lyrics, and when there's a phrase that has anything attached to it, it changes color, and there's a line under it, and you click there, and it takes you to some explanations about that. Okay, let's listen to Shakedown Street, and we'll have a musical example to go with that, assuming I can cue the other CD player while this is on. What do you want to tell us about Shakedown Street?
Well, not a whole lot. Shakedown Street, I realize I left some things out of the book. So, you know, if we ever do a second edition, I will point out that Shakedown Street itself may be referring to Front Street in San Rafael, where I work, and where the Grateful Dead's recording studio was at the time. It's sort of a street that's down on its luck. And, you know, you walk out into this street, and it doesn't look like much of anything. It's just warehouses on both sides. And so this song really gets into that, you know, what that's all about. And the musical example a little later on, what I wanted to do a lot tonight was take the opportunity of radio and say, look, you know, the songs that I'm talking about that are talked about in the songs can be enjoyed on their own, and people should get to know them because it's part of the landscape of American music. And so after we play this, maybe we'll be able to find the tune that is mentioned in this song.
Tell this town ain't got no more. is from your
of the happy little tune that you step. Life can be so sweet on certain side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade. I'm not afraid because my worries are over and the road's crossed over. For never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller with gold dust at my feet on certain side of the street. Grab your hat, your coat, your vest and cane. Leave your worries on the doorstep. We're going by and by. Just to break your feet to the side of the street that's sunny. Can't you hear the pitter-pat, the rat-a-tat of the happy tunes at your step? Life can be so sweet
on the side of the street that sunny. I used to walk in the shade with the blues on parade. I'm not afraid, cause the words are over and the road's crossed over. If my number never comes out, we'll still be rich as Rockefeller, and we can't leave a mellow gold sad our feet on the side of the street that sunny.
Nat King Cole, The Sunny Side of the Street. David Dodd.
That's such a fun tune, you know, and it's such a bouncy little tune from that era. It was written by, it was written considerably longer ago than Nat King Cole sang it. It was probably, I guess it's dated 1930, actually, and it was written by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields. And Dorothy Fields is a wonderful lyricist who we might hear more from a little later on. You never can tell. And that's another line from Shakedown Street, you never can tell, which also evokes a song, you know, it evokes Chuck Berry's C'est la vie, you never can tell.
Of course, they sing, you can never tell, and Chuck Berry sings, you never can tell, but...
You can never tell, you never can tell, you can't ever tell.
Well, you know, we were talking over dinner about Greil Marcus and his books, how much we like them, and one of the things about them is that they're not always necessarily directly about the subject he's addressing or seems to be addressing, but like Invisible Republic, which was ostensibly about the Basement Tapes. He told me once, by the way, that what he was really writing about was Doc Boggs, who is sort of one of the central characters in that book. And his most recent book, Like a Rolling Stone, Bob Dylan at the Crossroads, also... The thing about it is it's not so much a documentation or journalism about that song. It's about that song and all this other stuff. So that it's about Greil's ruminations on any number of subjects. And this book kind of serves that same purpose in a way. There are things that are specific illuminations of the songs, but also just stuff that's tangential or referential or something that just came into your head that might be connected. So it's a great thing to just browse around in for that reason.
Yeah, it's very tenuous, most of the connections to the songs themselves. I think you're right to say that tangential. That's a good word for what most of this stuff is. It's meant to maybe send you off in a different direction. It sent me off in a lot of different directions, and I know that musically the Grateful Dead did that for me a lot. You know, I probably wouldn't have listened to bluegrass as early in my life as I did without Olden in the Way. I wouldn't have gone off and looked for old-timey music. I wouldn't have actually picked up the banjo and tried to learn how to play that instrument without the Grateful Dead in my life. And I think that the lyrics have that same kind of potential. They have the ability to draw you off in a lot of different directions. They talk about or seem to refer to biblical passages, Shakespearean quotes, bits of old-timey music, just pretty much anything under the sun that may have come into the heads of the lyricists or that may have come into my head because of my weird brain or that may have come into the head of one of the readers of the annotated Grateful Dead lyrics website who emailed it to me. For instance, in like China Cat Sunflower, which we'll probably listen to later, there are just any number of odd tangents that you can go on from that song, and you can just follow it forever in a lot of different directions and never quite know where you've gotten to. These annotations aren't supposed to tell you what a song means. They're supposed to give some idea of where you might go with it.
Yeah, China Cat Sunflower is about as far from a linear narrative as you can get and still be speaking English.
Yeah, and yet it always leads inexorably into I Know You Writer. It's amazing how that works.
The web address of the annotated Grateful Dead lyrics is arts.ucsc.edu/gdead/agdl. Here it is again, arts.ucsc.edu/gdead/agdl. I'll have more with David Dodd and the rest of the first set of 4191 in next week's Grateful Dead Hour.
My stocks are all twisted and my tentacles are all in a knot.
Grateful Dead Hour's website is gdhour.com. I have a blog at playback.trufun.com, and my musical performance schedule is on my website, dgans.com. Support for the Grateful Dead Hour comes this week from Jam in Jamaica, a week-long jam band festival in Negril, March 25th through April 1st, with Dawn of the Buffalo, Railroad Earth, the Hot Buttered Rum String Band, David Gans, the Everyone Orchestra, members of Acoustic Hookah, and many more. The packages include airfare from 30 U.S. cities, accommodations, and admission to 20 concerts. Information and tickets are available at jaminjamaica.com. That's with two M's in jam. And from edeadshop.com, an online store offering officially licensed merchandise from the Grateful Dead, Fish, Bob Dylan, Janis Joplin, Pink Floyd, and many other holiday items. Information and complete product listing can be found at www.edeadshop.com. This has been Grateful Dead Hour number 898. Thank you for your kind attention, everybody. I'm David Gans, and I'll meet you back here next week.